Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, August 13th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Cooler weather and water temperatures in the forecast mean fishing is reopening in some rivers in Yellowstone National Park. Anglers will be able to fish most park rivers, streams, and lakes from sunrise to sunset. However, closures on the Madison, Firehole, and Gibbon will remain in effect until conditions improve to protect the park's native trout fisheries. Things may change. The park asks anglers to still try to cast lines during the coolest times of the day and land fish quickly and gently. Air operations continue to be disrupted by drones flying over restricted areas near wildfires. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, destructive blazes in eastern Washington state are the latest example of that dangerous trend.
Officials say that on a single day this week, more than 21 drone incursions into a temporary flight restriction area around the devastating Spokane blazes were detected. Brad Keckerts is division chief for uncrewed aircraft systems at the Federal Wildland Fire Service. He talked to the Bureau in general about the risks.
One, it's a risk to the aviation personnel, and then two, it's risk to folks on the ground, both the firefighters and the public, not having the air support that they need in order to suppress that fire.
Through July 20th, officials had logged 19 wildfire drone incursions. There were 53 last year, the highest figure in 4 years of data available. He says federal officials are actively working to better detect drones and find their operators who could be subject to civil and criminal penalties. I'm Murphy Woodhouse, the Mountain West News Bureau reporter at Boise State Public Radio.
The water level in Lake Mead is now the lowest it's been since the nation's largest reservoir was filled about 90 years ago. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager has more about the reservoir that is critical to the Colorado River water system.
The last time there was this little water stored along the Colorado River, Lake Powell hadn't even been built yet. Jack Schmidt directs the Center for Colorado River Studies at Utah State University.
It's a real reminder of what a remarkably small amount of water we have left in the system. We've never been in this position. We are truly in uncharted territory.
Schmidt said Western policymakers aren't doing enough to turn things around. He compared current negotiations over sharing the Colorado River to a bus careening toward a cliff, with policymakers arguing about who should steer rather than hitting the brakes. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Firefighter deaths are adding up this summer, with two of the most recent stemming from a helicopter crash in Utah. The two pilots, Chris Anderson and Miles Elliott, were working for a U.S. Forest Service contractor on Utah's massive Wide Mouth 2 fire. Their huge sky crane chopper went down Friday morning. Federal helicopter manager Jessica Reeves was not working with them that day, but worked closely with the pair this season. She described them as elite, dependable pilots who will be sorely missed in the tight-knit fire aviation world. Federal officials have logged more than a dozen fire line deaths thus far this year.
We are pretty overwhelmed right now. We're gutted by the losses.
She says she'll never forget this season, both for its tragedies and the support firefighters have shown each other in their wake. Earlier this election season, Jackson residents had the opportunity to hear from one of five candidates for Secretary of State. Republican Robert Short told the crowd he wants to make the Wyoming Secretary of State's office, quote, boring again. Short says the current secretary is overemphasizing voter fraud and that it's rare. He says fixating on the issue disrespects hardworking election workers and volunteers. Short also emphasized the importance of local control. The Converse County Commissioner discussed a glamping issue that put Jackson in the state crosshairs.
I think it's important to remember that each individual county or municipality has their own identity, their own needs, and to try to shoehorn them into one shoe, that's not an approach that's very effective.
A dozen Jackson residents attended the meet and greet. They asked about retaining the state's young people, data centers, and election security. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Wyoming drag theater company is jumping through time on a worldwide stage. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports filmmaker Allison Berg had a very specific idea for a documentary, what it was like to produce a shadow cast version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Red States. Rock Springs' own Kenny Starling just so happened to be doing that, showing the movie while actors simultaneously performed it. Berg's documentary, Time Warp, had its world premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival, where it won a special jury mention for Best Documentary Feature and had three sold-out performances. A local geologist has launched a free self-guided tour of Grand Teton National Park. Buckrell reports Dominique Brew takes you through ancient geologic history as you drive along the park. It's available on the Travel Stories app. A University of Wyoming professor has been recognized by the American Marketing Association. Molly Burchett received the Sales Special Interest Group Excellence in Teaching Award. And according to luxury travel advisors, The Resorts Collection, Wyomingites most want to visit Key West for their domestic vacations. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is Yellowstone's zone of death? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when was the critically endangered black-footed ferret rediscovered in Wyoming? Once believed to be extinct, a ranch dog named Shep brought a dead ferret to a ranch near Meteetse in September of 1981. That triggered a captive breeding program, and current populations are estimated to be between 300 and 500. Congratulations to Pete Randall, the first with the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. I'll be taking off tomorrow, but Ivy Engel will be filling in. I'll be back on Monday. So have a great day. Join me again on Monday and Ivy for tomorrow's podcast.